When do you think the treasure came into this country, Warren?
Well, we believe that the treasure that these Neo-Templars, known as the Knights of the Golden Circle, this subversive Confederate Masonic group, they were stealing this money from Union troops during the war, Union payrolls. They were mining it. They brought in engineers from Europe. They got involved with the Gold Rush and its successor movement in California. So basically, this was treasure that they were developing through theft. Now, there's an important connection to all this through Emperor Maximilian, who was sent by the French and the Austro-Hungarian Empire, which was connected to the Habsburg and Lorraine Empire dynasties, which were Templar. We can talk about that. They sent Maximilian to Mexico, and the idea is that these Confederate KGC agents, including Jesse, after the Civil War, went to try and rescue Maximilian from his plight in Mexico at the end of the war. He was allegedly killed in 67. But these KGC officers were rewarded by Maximilian by his handing over millions in gold, which may have wound up in a place called Victorio Peak. And that's where one of the biggest alleged KGC repositories was found. And it kind of disappeared over the decades. It was where White Sands Missile Base is now. And there's a big mystery to what really happened to that alleged gold find.
And what percent of the gold do you think has been found?
A small percent only. Bob Brewer and I, my co-author, I should have mentioned him earlier, who's a descendant of KGC Sentinels, we believe that there are major repositories of this gold in our country that have not been tapped. We believe they still could be guarded by descendants of this organization.
Physical guarding. They're there with guns, you think?
Yeah. Bob and others that I've interviewed have been approached by unnamed people who don't identify themselves, basically saying, what are you doing here? You need to go. And these are not federal officers or anything of that nature.
Why haven't they divvied up the gold for their own purpose, for greed? Why are they guarding it? What do they plan to use it for?
Okay, and that gets back to this amazing story we're talking about. It is religious. It is a philosophy of putting this gold, which retains its value, away for a cause. And that cause, to me, I am convinced as a hard-nosed, skeptical reporter, that it has to do with the Templar tradition, which Pike was laying out in this country as a very high-ranking Freemason. And it has to do the same thing, the same type of shaft with artifacts that was discovered in Oak Island, which we talked about a little with FDR looking into it and others, is what Bob and I and others have discovered in America with the same kind of artifacts, the skulls with a horse skull, with charcoal, with skull and bones made out of wood or metal. Fascinating symbology saying this is a Neo-Templar, high-ranking Masonic site. And so the mission must be for some sort of the enactment or the founding of some sort of social religious vision for the future.
Which hasn't been enacted yet.
No, I would say this, that this group has a very long-term view. They see it as evolutionary rather than revolutionary. They're very patient.
Interesting. Is it an overthrow of our system that they want?
I don't believe so. If it is something radical, I would say that the United States, after the Civil War, became the tip of the spear for the movement, if there is such a thing. Whereas it used to be in Europe, I believe that Lincoln's fight against this movement transformed America and made America the tip of the spear for enacting change in the world.